The storm continues to move away from our area. However, a few lingering snow showers continue, especially across the north and also in areas to the west of the capital region. The storm brought moderate to encases heavy snow across the north country, where snow amounts ranged from about 5 inches up to around and a bit over a foot. Farther south, there was not a great deal of snow accumulation, though there was some ice accretion resulting in slippery travel conditions. We're going to keep things quite chilly here over the next couple of days, and it's really going to feel like the middle of winter time. And even if this were January, this type of cold would be notable. But considering that it's still November, and we're still over a month from the actual beginning of winter, well, these temperatures are definitely going to be quite unusual for this time of year. So lows tonight will be in the single digits and teens, but when you factor in that wind, which will continue to be on the breezy side, the wind chill will be near or below zero in most areas coming up tonight into tomorrow morning. We'll have the chance for a few scattered snow showers, especially north and west of Albany, but even in the capital region, there is the chance for at least a passing snow shower or two as the night moves along. And tomorrow will be a day really right out of the middle of the winter season. High temperatures will only be in the 20s in most areas. Some of the higher elevations may hold in the upper teens tomorrow afternoon, and we may touch the 30-degree mark well south of the capital region. Now, in terms of any snow tomorrow, most areas will be snow-free, but there could be a few scattered, especially morning snow showers across the north and also to the west of the capital region. On Thursday, a little disturbance will come through with plenty of clouds. There may be a few flurries on Thursday, though I don't think the snow chances are particularly high. It is still going to be cold on Thursday with highs in the 20s and 30s. And on Friday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. There could be a few snow or rain showers across the north, and it should be a little bit less harsh on Friday with highs in the 30s and 40s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Breezy and cold, lows in the single digits to lower teens, wind chill near or below zero. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of morning snow showers, breezy and cold, high 18 to 26. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Breezy and cold, lows in the single digits to lower teens, wind chill near and below zero. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of morning snow showers, breezy and cold, high 18 to 26. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, lows in the teens, wind chill in the single digits, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, a high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy, maybe a snow shower, breezy and cold, low 8 to 12, wind chill near and below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry, highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Friday, partly sunny with a chance of rain and snow showers north, highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.